Yo, today's QOD is, you're gonna have to go out there and get it. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Sean Diddy Combs on the show today. He's going to talk about failure. If you want to be successful, you're going to have to fail. You're going to fail over and over and over again. And that's how you succeed. That's how you grow. That's how you become someone new. And here's the thing. No one's going to make you successful. Like he says, you're going to have to go out there and get it. No one can get it for you. It is up to you to do the work, to do the reading, to develop the skills, to find the people, to help the people, to ask for the sale, to market your services. All that stuff is really up to you. So the question is, are you going to go out there and get it? Puffy Combs, Diddy Combs, Sean Combs, whatever his name is, coming up.
You will change the world. Let that sink in. You will change the world. I want you to take the craziest dream you ever had, that dream that you were too embarrassed to tell anyone about. And I want you to go after it. I want you to make it a reality. I don't want you to dream, I want you to do. I didn't take the conventional route back home. See, sometimes I know I made this university proud, but also sometimes I know I didn't. But I made a decision to keep going, keep trying, even if it meant sometimes that I would fail. One of the biggest lessons that I've learned in life is that you cannot achieve success without failure. You cannot achieve success without failure. Some of my biggest successes come from some of my biggest failures. In the early 90s, when my friends were graduating from Howard, I got fired from that first job that I got with Andre Harrell. I know a lot of you know this story, but some of you may not know how scared I was. See, I was scared to death. I didn't have a degree. My girlfriend was 8.5 months pregnant with my first baby. I bought a brand new house in Scarsdale that I could not afford. So I found myself sitting alone in my bedroom and asking myself the question that sometimes we all ask each other. What are you gonna do now? What are you gonna do now? You should have kept your mouth shut and shut up and just did what Andre told you to do, but you wanted to act like you was making the hit records, and now look at you. What are you gonna do now? So I had two choices. Either I was gonna sit in that failure and give up, or I was gonna make a decision to step out of the darkness. You see, when you're in that darkness, you wanna sit there and wait for the light to come. When you're in that darkness, it feels uncomfortable, but you can't wait and sit in that darkness. The only way out is to step forward, to face your fears, to become your own light. I had to make a decision. I had to decide to become my own light. I had to believe in myself like never before. I had to find my inner power. Now, I'm not gonna lie to you. There's gonna be a lot of times y'all about to fail. I'm still failing every day. We are all a work in progress. And one day, you'll be sitting in the dark like I was. And you're gonna be asking yourself, what am I gonna do now? Then you're gonna ask yourself again and slow it down. What am I gonna do now? But in that moment, I want you to remember the power of you. I want you to remember the power of this Howard family who always has your back. Do you know how powerful we are? HU, do you know how powerful we are? Okay, I see some of y'all need to talk to yourselves a little bit, because starting Monday, if you ain't talking to yourself like you crazy and you don't know how powerful you are, you know, you're going to need to start talking to yourself in the mirror every morning. Do you know how powerful you are? Do you know how powerful you are? Yeah, I'm powerful. See, your generation, your generation is empowered to change the world in ways we can't even imagine. See, right now, we are in an epic turning point, a changing of the guard. Our politicians are younger. Our entrepreneurs are younger. Our faith leaders are younger. The leaders of this generation are more diverse and connected. Your generation crosses cultural lines, embrace gender barriers. I don't want you to be the next Oprah. I don't want you to be the next Obama. I don't even want you to be the next me. I want you to be you. So class of 2014, and everybody here at Howard University, do you know how powerful you are? May the church say amen.
Amen.
See, when I was growing up, I had this favorite uncle. We all have our favorite uncle. But my uncle's name was Uncle Shrimp. Now, I can't tell you why his name was Uncle Shrimp. May God rest his soul. But Uncle Shrimp told me something I've lived by my whole life and something I want to leave you with today. He told me, don't be afraid to close your eyes and dream, but then open your eyes and see. Don't be afraid to close your eyes and dream, but then open your eyes and see. For a lot of people, the distance between their dreams and their reality is intimidating, and they get stuck. They get paralyzed, just like I was in that marathon. And the only way forward is to be real about what it's going to take for you to achieve those dreams. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to tell yourself the truth. You have to tell yourself the truth of what it's going to take for you to be successful. It doesn't come easy. You're going to have to go out there and get it. Nobody's going to give you nothing. There's no rescue team coming, no National Guard, no aid coming, nothing. You're going to have to go out there and get it. And the only way forward is to decide you want that dream. The only way forward is to decide that you want that dream so bad that you are going to work harder. You're going to get up earlier. You're going to stay later. You're going to push past the people who doubted you and laughed at you and hated on you. That's what I want for you, class of 2014. I want you to be fearless. I want you to be decisive. I want you to make a decision right now that when you fail and you fall to your knees, I want you to remember the power of you. And I want you to get back up on your feet. Make a decision today that when you're in the darkness, you'll remember the power of you.
That was Sean Combs encouraging you to go out there and get it. You can check out today's talk on YouTube. It is called Sean Combs 2014, Howard University Commencement Speech. All right, don't forget, if you want ad-free episodes, go to your app store, download the Stitcher app, join Stitcher Premium, pay your $2.99, and listen to the show 100% commercial-free. I'm out. We got Finance Friday tomorrow with Reverend Ike. I will see you then. Peace.